This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquiti. Summer arrived, big time. One day I'm commenting on the cool mornings. Oh, the cool mornings. In the mild days, then summer arrived, right? It's as if Mother Nature forgot her job for just a little bit, and to make up for it, bam! So, hello, summer. Okay, you know, we've done this before, so now it's a season of hot, dry, and dreams of monsoon. Around our place, our little compound near the banks of the Ojolote, I spend some time every day making sure animals and plants have the water they need. I have this little section in our yard, a small area where I grow plants, nifty plants, very cool plants, in pots, old pans, old cans, pottery, rusty metal. If it holds soil, I stick a plant in it, right? So, it's really fun until summer heat arrives. Then hand-watering my little collection of nifty plants and rusty pots and pans is crazy. But listen, there's some wonderful trees and shrubs we've planted around our place over the years. I mean, that don't need that kind of everyday pampering. And in the summer heat of June, a favorite plant is blooming at the Mosquiti compound. And out in the wild, too, Arizona rosewood is blooming, clusters of small, fragrant, white flowers at the ends of leafy branches. What a wonderful evergreen shrub. Or is it a tree, a big shrub, a little tree? What a tough native plant in the rose family, Rosaceae. Oh, and you'll like this. I was talking to our daughter, Katie, up in Tucson, and she told me that the rosewoods all around Tucson and in the landscapes were blooming all over town. And this killed me. She told me they were blooming in habitat up along the Mount Lemmon Highway. Oh, yeah, Molino Basin, I shouted into the phone, right? I love them up there with the oaks. Oh, that brought back memories. Hanging out in Molino Basin, Mexican blue oaks, Arizona rosewoods. Well, listen, the Arizona rosewood is Vauquelinia californica. Vauquelinia honors French chemist Louis-Nicolas Vauquelin. I think that's right. Doesn't matter. We call him Louis. The species name Californica means it's from California. But that ain't, you know, not nowadays, my friend. So when it was named, it must have been where it was found in Baja, California, right? The common name, Arizona rosewood, that's pretty cool. And this very tough evergreen big shrub little tree in the rose family found around Arizona has a couple subspecies. So over in Ajo, Arizona, in the Ajo Mountains, there's a subspecies. So it's a Vauquelinia californica subspecies sonorensis. Then you go over closer to me and to the east a little bit, it's the subspecies pulsiflora in the Guadalupe Mountains. If you go east into Texas, you're going to find some other species, and if you go further south, other species. The good news is they're all grown. Most of them are grown in horticulture. But give me some of that Arizona rosewood, right? It's such a good example of a native plant that works in the desert. It works in the woodland. Back in the olden days when I worked in nurseries, this was a plant I recommended to replace your oleander. Yay! And I still recommend that. Yeah, I still recommend that. Replace that oleander, okay? And I got to tell you, I just got to tell you, seeing native plants in habitat, it is so exciting. I don't know, laugh or cry. And years ago, seeing rosewoods around Molino Basin in the Catalina Mountains near Tucson, one of my favorite memories of all times. Oh my goodness, the desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquiti, and this has been Growing Native.